Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for this chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Paul Angles is our guest. He's the author of Marketing Automation, The Angles Report. It's all about how to help you put your best foot forward in an automated way in cyberspace. He is one of the pioneers of the digital world, especially e-marketing, e-commerce, I should say. Paul, thanks again for being here. What's going on with Google's AdWords? What's happening there?
Well, I had an experience recently, and I thought I have to call up Jim and share it with you because it really is such a small business issue that, you know, of course I had to bring it to you first.
Thank you.
A friend of mine owns a small business. She has a private bartending service in Los Angeles. So she sets up bars for parties. And I asked her recently how business was, and she told me she had just started using AdWords. And she was so happy with the results she was getting. And I asked her to tell me more, and she had called up Google, and they had set her up on AdWords. And she was spending $1,000 a month, and she'd already gotten a new gig, and it had already paid for itself. She was thrilled.
Wow.
And I said,
Tell them how AdWords work.
So the idea is someone searches for a keyword, private bartender, and her ad comes up, takes you to her website.
Mm-hmm.
If someone clicks on it, she pays for the click. They come to her website and read up about her and decide to make a decision to buy her product.
And in those words, you can differentiate. Through local words, so that if somebody says private bartender in Peoria, Illinois, they don't get her in Los Angeles. She's not going to go from LA to Peoria to do a bartending job. So that you can do it where you can isolate it. You can almost say, you know, a private bartender in a 4-block area from downtown, San Bernardino or whatever.
Right. Right. You can do by zip code. You can do all kinds of different things.
Yep.
But
very
that's
handy.
The theory.
Very handy.
That's what they're promoting. The reality, though, is a little different. So I asked her if I could see her account because I have some experience in this, and she's a friend. So I log into the account, and I see that the Google rep has set her up with what's called AdWords Express. And AdWords Express is the training wheels version of AdWords. It gives you the absolute minimum number of choices and lets them make all the decisions for you.
Hmm.
And for a lot of people, that sounds like a good idea.
It's cheaper too, right?
Because it's not cheaper.
Oh.
That's the thing. It costs the same.
Oh.
But they're making all the decisions for you.
Do they make, why were you attracted to that? Because it's easier? You think they're smarter than you in making those decisions?
Right. I mean, they're the experts, right?
Yeah. So you think, they know, so I'll just let them do it.
Right.
Okay.
So I had to, first of all, I had to jump through some hoops to get her out of AdWords Express.
What did it do? What was the problem with Express?
Well, there's two things, and you can't even see it because the reporting is so minimal in Express, it's not telling you. But I'm looking at it when I finally get it into the regular AdWords, and I see, for example, the geographic settings. She had picked out zip codes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Los Angeles is huge. She doesn't want all the whole city. She wants just a portion of it around where she lives.
Right.
Well, if you go in, you see the settings, it says that she's chosen these zip codes. But then you have to open a new window, and it tells you she hasn't actually chosen those settings. She's chosen people who either live in or might be interested in those settings, in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So she was probably 10% of her budget was being sent overseas.
Wow. And this was even though, are you claiming that even though Google knew those people weren't going to hire her to go overseas to do a private bartending. They were doing that to try to drive clicks?
Yes.
Because, see, even whether they do business with you or not, folks, if they click on your link, you pay for it.
Exactly. And she told me she even got a call from someone in Canada, and she wondered how did they found her.
And had she did she have the ability to go back into Express and clean that up on her own, or did they block her out from that?
In Express, you can't clean that up.
Ah.
So I put it into the regular AdWords, and I cleaned it up for her.
So you had to take it out of Express. Did she choose Express on her own, or did they just make it sound like that's such a cool thing that you should choose this if you don't know any better?
That's what the rep put her in. I mean, that's kind of the default.
Right. And if you're new, you're going to go along with them probably.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks fine. It's Express.
Right. Makes sense.
How wrong could it be?
Yeah.
So
you put her into the manually operated one. Then what happened?
Well, then you have to still dig in and turn off some of the controls.
Uh huh.
Because even in the manual one, it's trying to give you people you don't need.
It has a default setting that is big. It is more expensive than you want.
Right, and it's hidden.
Ah, how'd you unhide it?
You know, you have to click on some of the buttons.
You're a high adopter, Paul. I'm not necessarily in the case like that. Would I have been able to find that? I mean, would an average person been able to have uncovered that?
I had to remember it.
Wow.
That it was there because I had been doing work for another client who had the same.
Right, you're a unique talent in that area. Most people are not. I'm not. Wow, how about that, folks? Cautionary tale. Another reason to be skeptical. Use their stuff, folks. Google AdWords work for a lot of people, but be skeptical. We have to be skeptical.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.